mammals and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorns. Never gonna see.
Good morning. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is DJ Anna. I'm joined by DJ Marissa, who's currently setting up our first vinyl track with a favorite of ours. And this is wholesome content. I'd like to welcome everyone to their Monday. I know that they've probably already kick-started it. It's a little bit late in the morning.
That's okay. On Sunday, I didn't get out of bed until 12:30.
Ah, so. Great. You know, it's got to happen sometimes. All right. Are you all ready for us, DJ Marissa? Great. All right. So we're going to be starting off of one of a favorite albums of ours. That's Graceland. So please enjoy.
She looked me over and I guess she thought I was all right. Sort of a limited way for an off night. She said, "Don't I know you from the cinematographer's party?" I said, "Who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I've said what I've said. We come and we go. That's a thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've said what I've said. We come and we go. That's a thing that I keep in the back of my head." Of money. She was the kind of a girl that could say things that weren't that funny. I said, "What does that mean? I really remind you of money." She said, "Oh, who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. There's a thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. There's a thing that I keep in the back of my head." "Aren't you the woman who was recently given a Fulbright?" She said, "Don't I know you from the cinematographer's party?" I said, "Who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's a thing that I do in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's a thing that I do in the back of my head. I know what
man, drone, artisan, dreamer, graphite to paper, a soccer bone, and hand drawn artisan, dreamer, Miyazaki frontier, a crystal clear picture of aluminum seeker. Is you from here? Is there one mystic catacomb creeper who whispers stone cold, and as the mind follows deeper, a relic art teacher, a talisman in the hand, never get to see a baby.
Okay, and that was Miriam Makeba, a singer who made that song in the 70s, I believe, and also a victim of apartheid. When she left South Africa to go on tour in the UK and America, and kind of came out as an anti-apartheid figure, she was then revoked of her citizenship and passport and was never able to return. So anyway, let's keep that in mind. DJ Marissa, you want to talk about what we got going here?
Yeah, we are about to listen to All Things Must Pass, a classic tune by one of the ex-Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and found it on vinyl. So
great. I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right. So...
You will will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Okay, so that was The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, which we almost played in our radical themed show last week and did not. And then I actually learned about it in my music class this past week, and I thought it was really appropriate as I just have been feeling like we're living in truly, really dark times right now. And I just wanted us all to keep in mind that though it may seem like we aren't, if you're consuming certain types of media, just to know that there are really horrible things happening all the time right now. So on that dark note, I'm gonna play something kind of random. I'm actually looking at our last year's playlist, Marissa, which I have not been making a new one. I haven't been recording all the songs that we've been playing this year, which I feel bad about. But anyway, I have all the songs we ever played last semester on a playlist, so I'm going to play something from that, which means that this has already been on the show, but I want to listen to it. So please enjoy.
No, I don't want them thinking that we do not know how to smile. I think this is happy. Let's chill on the trees and pretend we're enjoying the breeze. The breeze. Let's put on our moon shoes.
Moon shoes,
shuckle now. They'll know I'm a clinger and prefer to linger and rather not have me around. I think this is happy. I think this is sad. I think this is laughing. I think this is glad. I think this is happy. I think this is sad. I think this is laughing. I think this is glad. Let's put on our moon shoes. From that they can choose shoes, choose shoes. Our own mood. Our own mood. I think we should laugh now, see. Let's put on our moon shoes. From that they can choose shoes, choose shoes. Our own mood. Happy. I think this is sad. I think this is laughing. I think this is glad. I think this is happy. I think this is sad. I think this is laughing. I think this is glad. I think this is happy. I think this is happy.
Danger is calling.
Okay, and we're back. What's up, Marissa?
Hey.
Hey.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about what we just heard from the Tune Yards?
Yeah, so that was Gangsta, who that is the first song that I ever heard by that artist. And I'm going to see Tune Yards this week on Thursday, I think at the Paradise Rock Club. So I'm really excited for that. I've been listening to them since high school, and I think it'll be a really fun concert. Anyway.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I have been enjoying getting back to my musical roots in the classical French horn a little bit throughout college. I definitely graduated high school and felt so done with band and orchestra and was sure that I did not want to continue at Tufts in an official way. And then I think at the end of sophomore year decided, hey, I can, you know, rent or have access through a friend to a French horn just to play around and practice. Anyway, I had a lovely time playing French horn with good friend Declan this past weekend, and he showed me this brass band song called Brooklyn that I'm excited to play for the radio world. And thank you for this background music, Anna.
Yeah, I think it's the same exact song that I've used for background.
Should we always use just French music as background?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so let's transition to a big band, brass band sound.
Great, love it.
Thank you. Once again.
Okay, you were just listening to Nights on Broadway by the Bee Gees, and not sure if my good pal Lulu is out there listening, but she just texted me this song, and I figured it was the perfect time to broadcast it live. And yeah, so thank you, Lulu, for your recommendation. And it is time for the hourly public service announcement. Whoa. And Anna flipped open to this wonderful page that both of us relate to deeply in our studies and in our interests. And yeah, so discovering nature. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you, and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Great. I've never visited. Have you ever heard of that website?
No. Maybe I should have scoped it out before broadcasting. Do you have any either childhood memories or like current public spaces in the Medford Somerville area that you feel like relate to this topic?
So this will be like a half-baked suggestion because I don't exactly remember the name, but when you said fishing, it actually made me think of right at the end of the summer slash in the first couple of weeks of the school year, my dad and I, when I was little, we used to go fishing every once in a while, and we hadn't in several years. And so we found this pond in Arlington, which is not the Medford Somerville area, but close, that is like well known for its fishing. And I think that they stock with fish. And we went, and it's not only, I guess, a place to fish, but I just had never really heard of it, like either as living in the Medford area for the past couple of years or as living in the western suburbs when I was growing up. But it's like a really nice, you can walk around the whole circumference, and it's just, it's a really nice area. And I'm sorry, folks, that I can't remember what it is. Do you have anything to say?
To continue on the topic of fishing, I'm thinking about an annual camping trip that I would do with my parents and a group of my parents' friends, and there was a small lake at this campground, and we would fish there, and I just remember being so repulsed by like skewering the worms and stuff like that. But then we caught some sunfish.
Nice.
One time. I'm not sure if I felt like I discovered nature in that moment.
Yeah. I also, after saying all of that, again, I hadn't been fishing in several years, and this was the first time, and I think that was the last time I'm going to go fishing in a while, because I didn't like there was one fish that I caught, and then when we released it, they had swallowed the hook, and so he died, and I didn't like it. So anyway, I don't think either of us are huge proponents of fishing. So we have about 9 minutes left in our show. Do you have anything in mind?
No, I give you free rein.
Okay. How about? Sorry, folks, I'm thinking aloud. We could play, how about some stuff from my class that I'm taking right now? Let's listen to Choo Choo Chibuggy, which is some fun jump blues. So we'll just go ahead and enjoy that.
From the front to the back, the only job that's open means in the rack, jack, choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, chiboogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie, take me right back to the track, jack. See the train a-rollin' when it's ballin' the jack. I just love the rhythm of the clickety-clack. Take me right back to the track, jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, chiboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie. Take me right back to the track, jack.
I looked at my shoes and they were too, and that's why I love the little girl of mine. Do you know that this little girl of mine makes me happy when I'm sad. This little girl of mine loves me even when I'm bad. She knows how to love me right down to a T. If she does any wrong, you know she keeps it from me. And that's why I love the little girl of mine. This little girl of mine told me that we had a date. She said that she'd meet me at a quarter to nine. Believe it or not, but she was right on time.
This is Marissa and Anna, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening in to this hour. Anything to say?
I don't think so. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about this week. I think it's going to be nice. And I'm excited for our closing song.
Yeah, so this is a little shout out. A fun memory in this song.
Great.
That's all I'm going to say.
All right. And I'll see you guys next week for a solo show. Marissa is going to be in a much cooler place, but abandoning me. So I'll see you alone next week, folks.